people have been attacked by sharks in North Carolina. Shark experts believe that waters along the East Coast are warming and some shark species ranges are expanding. Florida Tech shark biologist Toby Daly Engel joins Fox News to talk about just how common shark attacks really are.
Shark attacks are actually incredibly rare in general. And in the U.S., North Carolina is about fifth in terms of states for shark attacks. So here in Florida, we're number one.
As far as protecting yourself from sharks, Daly Engel says,
the best thing to do if you're worried about sharks is just to kind of be mellow. Don't splash a whole lot. If you're worried, don't go swimming by yourself. Try to stay out of the water at, say, dusk or at nighttime when the shark's senses are really much better than ours. But in general, if you see a shark, the best thing to do is just kind of be calm, be mellow, don't splash around a lot, and act like bait.
And regarding punching a shark in the nose, Daly Engel says,
sharks are really, really cautious, and their normal prey of fish, sometimes marine mammals like seals, sea turtles, have really dangerous spines and claws, and sharks are really long-lived. And so if their prey kind of fights back and there's a risk of the shark being hurt, then that shark may bite off, may back off.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog Wall Street.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. I did mention last weekend on the program last week about fundamentals and focusing on the fundamentals and how many topics that we cover here on the program we cover again and again and again. Not the same, different ways, different stories come up. But I believe it's important. I do. There was a really good investigative piece this past week talking about one topic that has really struck a nerve with me, something that I've been yelling and screaming about here on the program for 20 years. Student loans, college debt, just the entire scam behind the entire thing. And again, it's great example of the establishment, the people that are supposed to be smarter than us, screwing it up. Our student loan system is broken. Borrowers currently owe more than $1.5 trillion in student loans. That's an average of $34,000 per person. You know that more than 2 million have defaulted in just the past 6 years? That number grows by 1,400 a day. The government, who used to predict, oh, we're going to make big money, big profits, spin that wheel, woohoo! Yeah, we're going to do great with this student lending thing. They're now saying taxpayers stand to lose, $31.5 billion on the program over the next 10 years, and I don't believe it. I don't. It's going to be much, much worse. Want some other statistics? 4 in 10 recent college graduates are in jobs that don't require a degree. many American colleges are dropout factories. Now, listen to this statistic. Again, this is the Wall Street Journal this past week, and they got this information from the New York Federal Reserve. You take one-third of colleges. At one-third of colleges, less than half of the students who enroll earn a credential within 8 years. Think about that number again. One-third of colleges and universities across the country, less than half of the students who enroll earn a credential within 8 years. So what do we do as a nation? What do we do? What do the politicians, what do we got to do? Here we come to save the day. Hey, let's shovel more money on that fire. I know it'll put out the dumpster fire. Let's throw more paper money at it, right? Let's throw more money at an inefficient system. Well, yeah, Americans are growing a little bit dissatisfied with what's going on. College tuition has gone up 1,375% since 1978. That's more than four times the rate of overall inflation. We spend more on higher education than any other developed country except Luxembourg, about $30,000 per student. That's okay. We got a lot of college, universities, and presidents out there that have to make bank, right? And tons of administrators out there as well. Woohoo! So how did this happen? It's important. As I said, I love history. I love it. It's important to study history. How the hell did this happen? How the hell did we get here as a nation? Well, we got to go back. We go back to the 1960s. Got to go back to the 1960s where everyone said that, you know what? Higher education is a safe and worthy investment for society and the individual. At that time, the American economy, post-World War II, becoming more sophisticated, more knowledge-based. Education had been a key factor behind some of the nation's economic growth and rising living standards. At the start of the 20th century, less than a tenth of American workers had a high school diploma, let alone a college degree. By the 1960s, high school was universally required, and college attendance was growing rapidly. And this is when, again, here we got economists, people that are never, ever right, and they never feel the pain from their mistakes. Yep, it's good. Damn, it feels good to be an economist. Yes, you never have to be right about anything. Well, economists started talking about college as an investment in human capital, and it's going to drive wage gains for workers and raise the economy's total productivity. Then we go to one of the, in my opinion, probably one of the most consequential presidents in our nation's history, LBJ, Lyndon B. Johnson. They wanted to make sure that everyone out there shared in these gains. Wanted everyone to play a part, not just upper-income white people. Now, well, they didn't think that colleges would do that, so they had to step in. They felt that, you know, this whole college thing, this economy screwing a bunch of people. Sound familiar at all? It does sound familiar to me because it's kind of like the conversations we're having today. Banks were reluctant to make loans to students who were viewed as risky prospects. Well, of course! Isn't that what banks are supposed to do? Banks don't want to make loans that are risky, and if there's risk involved, they're going to charge the proper interest. So what did LBJ do? He had to get involved. And he pushed Congress to pass the 1965 Higher Education Act. That provided funding for the government to guarantee student loans made by banks. Shifting all the risk to who? You and I. the American taxpayer. And think about this for a second. You wouldn't go give a kid, an 18-year-old kid, you wouldn't give him a $80,000 loan to go out and get himself a new BMW if he didn't have a job, would you? Didn't have gainful employment and have the money. But you're going to go ahead and you're going to give a kid $80,000 to go to school? And you don't even know what they're going to be studying? Yeah, I don't think so. All right. So what did he do? He wanted to come up, Johnson wanted to come up with a longer-term strategy for financing higher education. And they had a decision. Should the bulk of federal money go to the schools directly or to students? The task of settling that question fell to, again, a young economist. Now, this name is going to sound familiar. We've talked about her here on the program in the past. Alice Rivlin. She died recently. But she was, again, oh, wow, she is so smart. She became the first head of the Congressional Budget Office. She was President Bill Clinton's top budget official, vice chair of the Federal Reserve. Remember that name, Alice Rivlin. Well, the Rivlin panel came down on the side of direct aid to students, which essentially is a voucher system, the one we have today, which the federal government gives students a combination of loans and grants. Student loans became an entitlement, like Social Security. Students are free to spend at the school of their choice. In one of the last interviews before she died, Rivlin said that they expected, again, they're economists, they expected that the system was going to empower minorities and the poor. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure. And her idea was is that, hey, well, companies can borrow to buy equipment. People ought to be able to borrow to invest in themselves. Yeah. And there's risk involved with that, right? And if there's risk involved, certain interest rates should apply. Should it not? But anyway, 1969, the Rivlin Report comes out. Weeks before the Nixon administration was about to take over. So the Nixon administration took that Rivlin blueprint into the Higher Education Act of 1972. That act made permanent the government's role in guaranteeing student loans made by private banks. What else did it create? Sallie Mae. Hey, Sally. A quasi-public entity that did what? Went out and bought student loans. Bought student loans from the banks, which freed up money for the banks to make more student loans. Sallie Mae would just get treasury money at low rates and do just that. Oh, my God, what could possibly go wrong? I don't know. What could possibly go wrong by flooding the general population and cheap mortgages like we did back in 2006, 7, 8, 9? The combination of open access to schools and open access to loans turned the higher education market into a version of the wild, wild, wild west. Schools of all types, banks, nonprofit guarantee agencies, and Wall Street investors competed for federal student loan dollars. In particular, the system gave colleges an incentive to maximize the tuition they extracted from students and the federal taxpayer by boosting fees and enrollment, which did what? Hey, let's take that kid with the dunce cap and enroll him to college. Who cares? Who cares? He's going to get the loan. Who cares if he graduates? It's good for business. Again, I want to remind everybody, we said this a long time ago. Colleges and universities, yeah, they have nonprofit status, but that's a crock. They're hedge funds. They're businesses. And business is still booming. I'm going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, our site, Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great, great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800 471-5984.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Oh no, you received an urgent email or phone call. A friend or family member needs money fast. Maybe they're in the hospital, maybe they've been mugged, or they were traveling abroad and thrown in jail. Whatever the situation, their safety depends on you sending them the money they need right now.
Stop. Slow down. Even though it seems like you need to act right away, first you need to confirm that you're not dealing with a scam artist. Scammers often hack email accounts and even make phone calls to trick people into sending them money. Before you send any money in response to a request, ask the person a question that only your actual friend or family member would know the answer to. You can also tell them that you'll call them back at a phone number that you know is genuine. So when it comes to emergency scams, exercise doubt and check it out at FTC.gov. A tip from the Federal Trade Commission, the nation's consumer protection agency.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Remember we talked about ninja loans, no interest, no job, no assets. People getting mortgages not too long ago that shouldn't be getting mortgages. Relaxing standards for money. Federal government forcing banks to make loans, allowing that to go on. Yeah, that started under the Clinton administration with Andrew Cuomo in charge of housing and urban development. Well, when it came to student loans, federal government didn't want to put in place any academic criteria to prevent someone from getting aid. Hey, anyone who wants to go to college, they should be able to go. They admit, these economists, oh, we didn't think about dropouts. We didn't consider the possibility that a large number of students would end up in debt without earning a degree. And without the higher wages that come along with that, again, these are people that are supposed to be smart, but they're not. They're not. They're all intelligence, but ignorant, right? I'm intelligent, but I'm certainly ignorant. No wisdom at all. Oh, I guarantee they all have got Ivy League degrees. How wise are they? They couldn't see this? When you're making a decision, shouldn't you try to weigh everything that's out there? Now, no. Why bother? This is why their work is sloppy again and again and again. Because there's no consequence to them if they are wrong. I guarantee you this. All of these economists came up, we'll go back to the 1960s, early 1970s, came up with these plans. If they had to feel loss, like their investment account, they would lose their pension or they would lose part of their pension for making a bad decision. Do you think that those decisions that they made would have been made, or would they have done something else? Would they have thought about it a little bit longer? This voucher system combined with lack of government oversight did what? Created perverse incentives. Colleges could raise money quickly by admitting academically suspect students while suffering little or no consequences if their students dropped out and defaulted on loans. You had a market flooded with cheap money. And we had a surge in the ranks of college students. Colleges, hey, this is great. Let's just raise prices. Congress does what? Oh, they're raising prices. Well, then guess what? We got to increase loan limits. Rinse and repeat. Cycle continued throughout the 1980s and 1990s. As Sallie Mae, private banks that fronted students the money made big profits. And schools made big profits. Now, by the year 2000, higher education had become a little bit more dysfunctional. Students and families still, again, conventional wisdom is poison. Right? Everyone's taking it as an article of faith that taking on big college debt is worth it. Right? There was no real official data at that point in time. Do you realize that only last month the federal government released for the first time data showing the average debt burden of students leaving particular programs within a school? Previously, the government only published school-wide debt statistics. And I'm sure this would have never, that study would have never come out if you had a lefty in the White House. Never would have come out. Did you honestly think that these schools, these university schools, would be allowing kids to, well, they would have degree programs and gender studies and some of the other crap that they have now? No way. No way, because guess what? The money wouldn't be there for the students to go take those classes. The recession, great recession, kicking into gear 2007. What did kids do? We talked about this morning. It became more difficult to find a job during the Great Recession, right? 2007, 2008. Starts improving into 2009. What did kids do? Oh, let's go out and borrow more money and we'll go to grad school. We'll go to grad school. President Barack Obama tried to address some of the problems with education through regulation. He put in place rules designed to force for-profit trade schools to shut down if too many students defaulted on their loans. How come he didn't do that for other schools? How come he didn't do it for all colleges and universities? You know what Obama did too? He doubled down on the idea that college is a safe investment for students and the country. And his first speech to Congress, February 2009, he said that his budget would invest in education, in part through, you guessed it, student loans. That same speech, he asked every American to spend at least a year in college. And I quote, every American will need to get more than a high school diploma. every American needs to get more than a high school diploma? That's ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous to think that. Got to take more on this. I know I'm spending a lot of time on this. When we get back, watchdogonwallstreet.com is our site. Again, college planning kits, our newsletter, free consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the world will soon find out if the U.S. will strike Iran after the shootdown of an unarmed Navy drone.
This drone was in international waters, clearly. We have it all documented. It's documented scientifically, not just words. And they made a very bad mistake.
CENTCOM says the U.S. drone was shot down in international airspace above the Strait of Hormuz, but Iran claims the drone was in Iranian airspace on a spying mission. The House Homeland Security Subcommittee held a hearing on military deployment to the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday. Following the bipartisan $4.6 billion emergency funding bill, Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost is asking Congress to address the gaps in immigration policies.
Smugglers falsely advertise a safe journey to the border, misleading families that anyone who arrives with a child will not be deported under current U.S. policies.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going over this article, Wall Street Journal, The Long Road to the Student Debt Crisis, something that, again, we've covered here on the program time and time again. And again, we'll continue to cover it. We will, because it's important. And guess what? We're at $1.5 trillion, and it's still growing. We were talking about the Obama administration and their doubling down on kids going to schools and got to get an education and have to get a college degree, and they cut out the middleman. They killed off the guaranteed student loan program, the one that was created under Johnson and Nixon, in favor of a direct loan program. The money comes from the Treasury. Great, because you know how that Treasury works, right? Oh, they're real tough. They're real tough there on giving away student loans. The loose lending policy remained in place. Let's look at where we are. Some people might argue that the student loan system achieved its objectives from over 50 years ago. It's true. More Americans gained access to college. But who's to say that wouldn't happen anyway? Anyway, the number of full-time workers with bachelor's degrees has risen from 7.6 million in 1980 to 19.5 million today. Hey, I could make an argument saying that those numbers would be even better if we didn't have a student loan program. Because colleges and universities would be cheaper. They would have to price their product based upon what people can afford to pay. Do I think a college degree is worthwhile? People get this through their head that I'm anti-higher education. I'm not. I am for a lifetime of education, much of which you can do on your own. But don't tell me we're not ripping kids off, because we are. We are. I read a study recently about kids wanting to become a doctor. And most kids that want to become a doctor know they want to be a doctor before they even enter their freshman year of college. For a bachelor's degree, they know. So if they know that, why don't we get them going? Why don't we expedite the process a little bit? Why don't we force them to take all of these classes that they don't need? We know that becoming a doctor is expensive. It's a lot of years of schooling. Might we cut down on some of that other stuff? No, we can't do that. We got a racket in place, is what we have. A racket. They're saying many groups out there are not benefiting right now from college degrees. And they talk about people born at a certain time, or certain race or ethnicity. And one of the worst parts about it is that students took out loans and never earned a degree. High college dropout rates continue. Many households and employers no longer seem to think that college is worth it. We talked about some systems from around the globe. We talked about Switzerland and their apprentice system. Well, companies now, including Google, Apple, and IBM, have dropped the requirement that job applicants have college degrees. They no longer think that a degree is automatically needed to succeed. Now, both parties are telling, oh, yeah, system's broken. Oh, I got my idea to fix it. We got all these idiotic ideas out there. Oh, we got Elizabeth Warren wants to make it free and get rid of student loans and nobody should pay. And you got the Republicans out there that want to shift the loan financing to the private sector. Mitch Daniels from Purdue talked about him here on the program. He's tested a plan for income share agreements with investors in which students receive funding from them to cover tuition in exchange for a share of their income for a period of time down the road. Yeah. Again, it all comes down to cheap money. It comes down to cheap money. You get the money out of it, the cheap money out of it. You get the loans out of it. You get the grants out of it. And colleges and universities would have to price their product based upon what people can afford to pay. It's how the free market works. It's how it works. Anyway, interesting. The Journal. Journal asked, remember Alice Rivlin, we talked about her. Asked her what she thought about the system that she helped to create 50 years ago. Not know what her response was? We unleashed a monster. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Like most government solutions. Got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great things there. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. 800-471-5984. Our 24-hour-a-day help hotline. We'll be back. Now in the street there is
violence. And then a lot of... Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. A judge delayed the murder case of a decorated Navy SEAL to make sure the government's monitoring of defense team emails did not compromise his right to a fair trial. Lawyers defending Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher want the judge in the case removed because he was aware prosecutors planted tracking software in emails sent to the defense team and a journalist in an effort to find the source of news leaks. Quote, "We believe that the judge authorized prosecutors to spy on the defense team," the defense attorney said. Quote, "Now looking at things, it appears the prosecutor may have lied to the judge and that he didn't authorize it and he didn't know what they were really doing." Gallagher was charged with killing a wounded ISIS prisoner in 2017 and with shooting two civilians in Iraq and opening fire on crowds. President Trump got him moved from the brig to better confinement in a military hospital with access to his lawyers and family. Thank you for joining me for A Minute with the Colonel.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. And I've talked about this before on the program, but we're heading into another big political cycle. And I'm going to be honest with you. I know a lot of the radio stations and other television stations out there, they're excited because it's like ringing the dinner bell. They make a ton of money, all the political ads coming in. I know they can't charge full boat for them, but hey, they're getting bombarded with them. And I don't like these political cycles. I don't like the debates. I don't like anything about it because it's ridiculous. It really is, most of the stuff. Most stuff is pretty ridiculous, and I foresee it getting pretty ugly. And, again, it makes me sad. It makes me sad for our country. One of the topics that was bantered about, again, this past week was the federal minimum wage and the idea that the federal minimum wage has to go up. And people are adamant about this. And for the life of me, I don't understand it. I don't get where they're coming from. I don't understand how call it X minimum wage. How X minimum wage is beneficial in certain areas of the country where the cost of living is much, much higher. It is a big country we live in. I mean, even the European Union, even they don't do that. I mean, you think about the European Union, right? They got a lot of rules and everything. They got the same minimum wage in Estonia as they would in Germany? No. How are we going to do it here in the United States? Anyway, I did find this interesting. You had the CEO of Walmart. He got upset. Yeah, I want to see how businesses work here. He got upset because Bernie Sanders was not happy about the wages that they're charging at Walmart. Now, the CEO of Walmart, Doug McMillon, he worked his way up. He worked his way up Louis Anderson style from coming to America. Started loading trucks. He's now CEO of the company. I'm not kidding. So he actually got upset with Bernie and told Bernie, well, why didn't Congress raise the federal minimum wage? Well, again, he's smarter than this. He's playing a game. A higher federal minimum wage would help Walmart, right? It would help big business. Big business can afford to pay higher federal minimum wage. What about the small mom-and-pop grocery store somewhere that might not be able to? What will it do to them? Oh, that's right. It will put them out of business. Another form of regulatory capture. Who will that benefit? Walmart. Let the market decide. Let each individual labor market decide what the prevailing wages will be. Would you not put this power into the hands of these idiots in Washington, D.C. for once, people? Wake up. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Hey,
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Wow. There's a big, big C, I told you so. It happened to pop up in one of our country's most famous columnists, Peggy Noonan. Peggy Noonan is a old line, old school Republican, an establishment Bushwood Country Club Republican. She wrote for Ronald Reagan, a speechwriter for Ronald Reagan. She's a good writer. I like some of her columns. But I could see right through them. I've made fun of them on plenty of occasion here on the program. She was one of those types of people, obviously cannot stand Donald Trump, cannot stand Sarah Palin, those types. But she put out a column this past week, and I got a kick out of it. I happen to agree with her wholeheartedly. She's talking about Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. And the title of the column was Overthrow the Prince of Facebook. And she was talking about how Facebook came under pressure and they started having hearings, and she didn't give it much mind. But she received an email from Mark Zuckerberg inviting her to the and other conservative activists to attend a meeting to discuss the bias charges. And they wanted this to be an off-the-record conversation. She responded to Zuckerberg that she wasn't an activist but a columnist and would be happy to attend that capacity and on the record. Well, that didn't go over too well with Zuckerberg and was told that that wouldn't do. You're not going to come. Anyway, if you remember, I talked about this here on the program. Remember when Zuckerberg basically wanted to have all of these conservative people over, and they were going to tell him how awesome Facebook was. Well, Peggy got that invite, too, and she said they used that greasy greaseball language. I agree with her wholeheartedly here. Silicon Valley and the people there creep me out. Yep. Silicon Valley language. Mr. Zuckerberg is focused on protecting users and thinking about the future and how best to serve the Facebook community. Right. Right. Well, Peggy got invited again, and she ignored it. And she wrote back and reminded Zuckerberg of the previous meeting and how it had been revealed to be a mischievous and highly political enacting of faux remorse. I suggested that though it was an honor to be asked to cross a continent for the privilege of giving him my time, thought, and advice, I would not. I added that I was sorry to say he strikes me in his public and now semi-private presentations as an imperious twerp. She said for a second, I actually hesitated. The imperious twerp runs the algorithms, controls the traffic, has all the dark powers. But I'm an American and one with her Irish up, so I hit send. Now, you remember I went after Glenn Beck. Like Peggy's finally coming to the realization. I went after Glenn Beck, S.E. Cup, and there was a bunch of other ones, some of the Fox News people. I remember them. They were posting selfies of themselves on social media, getting on the airplane, getting ready to fly over to meet with Zuckerberg and Facebook. You remember Glenn Beck said, oh, yeah, they're doing everything right here. I really think that Zuckerberg has the best interests of the community. Yeah, you remember when this was? This is a lead up to the 2016 campaign. Yeah, a racket. Anyway, again, think about this for a second, right? Right now, the mood in America, because of what's going on, kind of anti-big tech, right? Everybody kind of think they're too powerful, too arrogant, loom too large. Well, Peggy writes that this whole new world of technology was born in the 1970s and the 1980s. And we still think it's new and we're figuring it out. But we're half a century into it. And I've talked about this here on the program. Can you not see what works and what doesn't work? Can you not take a good look around everyday life and see what has had good effects and what hasn't? Hey, you still honestly think, you honestly believe out there that all of this social media is good? You think it's great that people are walking around looking at the phones all the damn time? It's funny. Even Madonna did an interview recently, and she was, the quote, it was on Drudge Report, mentioned that life, it was her point saying, I'm paraphrasing here, that she felt that life was better before the smartphone. And I thought about it for a bit. I thought about, you know, my first real smartphone, but it was the BlackBerry. Had some of the functions that the iPhone has today, not nearly enough. And I thought about it, and I said that, you know, maybe at some point in time, maybe some point in time, people are going to actually get a little bit of discipline and put the thing away. Go through. Start eliminating apps. Man, it's a great tool to use for productivity. I get that. I understand that. But you're taking pictures of your food, man. Come on. And you're a damn product. You are Zuckerberg's product. Is that what you want? Anyway, I've talked about it before on the program. We always like to give a little bit on life here on the show. Gotta go, everybody. God bless. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, you're always welcome. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. God bless everyone.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump discusses what action the U.S. may take against Iran after a drone was shot down in international airspace.
You'll find out. You'll find out. I mean, obviously, you know, we're not going to be talking too much about it. You're going to find out. They made a very big mistake.
Iran claims the drone was in Iranian airspace and on a spying mission. Police are investigating a nightclub shooting that left at least 10 people wounded in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The police chief says the overnight shooting does not appear to be random and may be gang-related. No suspects are in custody, and the police say no one in the community is at risk. Forecasters say heavy thunderstorms that pounded the central United States with hail, damaging wind, and rain could trigger flash floods from Pennsylvania to southern New Jersey. The NBA draft is set for tonight with Duke's Zion Williamson expected to be the top overall pick. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A bombshell today in the murder trial of a Navy SEAL accused of killing an ISIS prisoner overseas. Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher is accused of premeditated murder while serving in Iraq. But on the stand today, a medic shockingly testified that he is the one who killed the prisoner, not Gallagher. U.S. Navy SEAL Corey Scott admitted under cross-examination he was responsible for the prisoner's death. America's median age has risen, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
New data from the U.S. Census Bureau shows the median age of the country's population is 38. Well, 38.2 to be exact, effective in 2018, up from 37.2 in 2010. It means half of the country's population is under the age of 38, and the other half is over the age of 38. The increase is due in large part to baby boomers who surpassed the 65-year-old mark, that age group increasing by 30% since 2010.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that human trafficking is a strain on humanity that violates basic human rights. He named China, Iran, North Korea, Syria, Venezuela, and Cuba among the worst offenders. And regarding those countries that turn a blind eye to human trafficking, Secretary of State Pompeo says,
if you don't stand up to trafficking, America will stand up to you. President Trump has proven this, and he has mobilized our federal government to make human trafficking a true top priority for the United States. This is highly appropriate. Last October, the President hosted, and I chaired a meeting of the Interagency Task Force.